today I'm talking to Dino Cazares from Industrial Metal Giants Fear Factory. Hi Dino, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We are in Slovakia. We're on tour right now for in support of Genexus, our new record, which is coming out August 7th.
Cool, great stuff. So are you looking forward to the show tonight?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to the show tonight. We've been on tour all through Europe so far for the last week and a half, and we did a lot of festivals, and we're doing a few club shows here and there, but we're looking forward to all the shows.
Cool. So how's it been going so far then?
So far it's been great. You know, obviously Fear Factory's been around for a while. We have a really big history, touring Europe. Europe and the UK have been very, very strong supporters of Fear Factory, so it's good to see that the support is still there after so many years.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so we must talk about your forthcoming album, Genexus, as you said, due for release on the 7th of August. You've released the first single, Soul Hacker, and just recently, Protomech as well. So how are you and the band feeling about it all?
Well, we feel really strong about these tracks. I mean, we feel really strong about the record in general. And, a lot of times, when we write songs, of course, we want them to sound great on a record, but we also want them to be able to translate live. And Soul Hacker is just one of those songs that just blows up live. You know, it's got a really, really, really huge, fat groove in it. For the most part, we kept the song pretty simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for us, for a metal band like us, we tour a lot. We're constantly traveling the world. And, CD sales obviously are not as big as they used to be. So, we really concentrate on how they're going to come across live in a big festival setting, in a small club setting.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that into consideration when we write some tracks. And Soul Hacker is a perfect example of just a song that everybody can dance to and groove to and just headbang to, and just get into it.
So. Yeah,
and Protomech is more of the a faster song where, this is where, the circle pits start going, people start slam dancing, so, it's one of those songs. So.
Cool. Okay.
A variety of styles.
Yeah.
A variety of Fear Factory styles all through the whole record, so it has, ups and downs, plateaus and from everything from groovy tracks to fat tracks to the medium paced songs to very epic songs.
Yeah.
So,
Genexus is a combination of Genesis being the beginning and Nexus is two things connecting. So, can you give me a bit more insight into that? Because you've described the album as wanting to create a new hybrid.
Well, it's definitely a hybrid between it's a concept record about the singularity process of when man and machine become one.
Yeah.
Where nanotechnology is taking over and we'll be able to create cells that were able to create humans and also make us, very keenly intelligent and being able to hack into, not necessarily hack, but able to download information and that's where the song like Soul Hacker comes in because you're able to basically steal somebody's memories and souls and consciousness and be able to transfer it into another person. And it's just the evolution of where human technology is going and moving towards. Guys like Raker as well and Thomas Hawkins and people like that who are futurists who are predicting within the next, 30 to 40 years that this is where we'll be, and that's kind of like what the record's about.
Right, okay. So where do you feel we are now with the singularity?
Well, there's definitely a lot of experimentation going on right now, obviously.
Mm.
Some information they're releasing, some information they're not releasing. But, I hope that I am alive to see this. This is something that, we've been fascinated with since we were, even when we were kids, watching all those science fiction movies.
Yeah.
And how, over the years things have progressed and, being into Terminator and Blade Runner and being into those movies, I hope that I'm still alive when all that stuff happens.
Yeah.
We're still into it.
Hope so.
Yeah, that's kind of like been the birth of what Fear Factory has been about. I mean, Fear Factory is anything that manufactures or causes fear. It could be church, it could be, you know, religion, it could be politics, it could be the government, it could be, you know, security, it could be Big Brother, it could be technology. Anything that creates fear and causes fear. In order for you to overcome all those fears, obviously we must face the fear. And, you know, we've talked about all those different subjects on our records.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of our career, since the Soul of a New Machine, obviously, what does that tell you? It's like, where is this, what's this band trying to say and what are they talking about? And we've been trying to be, you know, kind of taking our surroundings, our social surroundings and where we're going as humans and technology and trying to put it into our own words and making that concept grow as to where we're at now.
Yeah, yeah. You're definitely doing a great job with that. Okay, so for this album, you worked with producer Reese Fulber and, again, and also Andy Sneap. So how was it working with those guys?
Well, Reese Fulber we've worked with for many years, pretty much since 1992.
Yeah.
We've worked with him for a long time, yeah. And so, actually, Andy Sneap was the guy who is new to the Fear Factory camp. He has a whole different outlook on how things should be mixed. And, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of the stuff that he's mixed in the past with other bands, Carcass, the Machine Head, and stuff like that. And I just know that he gets certain tones that I really like. So bringing him into the mix, you know, we felt definitely added something very special. And I think that's one of the reasons why the record still came out very aggressive. You know, he likes to bring certain things to the forefront that I really like, mainly the guitars, because I'm a guitarist.
Yeah.
So, you know, we thought that the hybrid between the, you know, the Reese Fulber, who's more of, you know, into synthetic and you know, keyboards and certain sounds, so, you know, more electronic elements, and you bring in Andy Sneap, who's more into some of the organic sounds. I think the hybrid of the two, you know, worked great.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Do you know Andy's band Hell?
Of course.
Yeah. What do you think to them?
I think it's cool. You know, I like it. All the stuff he does, he works on, and the stuff that he creates, and, you know, musically, and not just mixing-wise, but, you know, musically.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so you've recently joined Nuclear Blast for the release of Genexus. So how's it going working with the label?
Well, it feels really good because it reminds me of, we were on Roadrunner Records for quite a long time, for at least, 10 plus years.
Mm.
And one of the things I like about Roadrunner Records is that when we first started, that people were fans of the music and people were into the bands that they were, you know, working for. I think that going back to Nuclear Blast, or going to Nuclear Blast, definitely has that same feeling, if not more, where they're fans of the music, they're fans of the band, they get into it, they know what they're doing, and we have this guy named Monty Connor, who's our A&R guy. That guy, he signed us back in 1991. So, you know, if there's anybody who understands the band quite well, it's him.
Yeah.
And the label's 100% behind it, so, you know, we're very happy being there.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so as with most bands, Fear Factory have had some lineup changes and are now settled with the more recent additions of drummer Mike Heller and very recently Tony Campos on bass. So how are the dynamics now within the band?
I think the dynamics is great. You know, obviously Mike Heller is a superb drummer. He's definitely very mechanically driven. He's very precise about what he likes to do, and he's spot on. Whereas Tony was in a band called Static X for quite some time, and Static X were, you know, basically a dance industrial band.
Yeah.
A metal dance industrial band. So obviously he fits in right really well. So, I mean, the dynamics is great. He's a great bass player. You know, his bass tone is really big and fat. Something that we like because it fills out the mix.
Yeah. Great.
So we're very happy with these two guys, and you know, we hope that they stick around. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's mine and Bert's band, so musicians are going to come and go. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
When they're hired musicians, you know what I mean? Some people have to leave for personal reasons. Some people leave because, you know, maybe it's time for them to leave.
Yeah. Cool.
But the core of Fear Factory is definitely Bert and I. So.
Yeah. Okay, so Fear Factory, pioneers of industrial metal, and as you said earlier, you've been going for 25 years. So what are your thoughts on today's metal scene, and how have the changes over time affected you as a band?
You know, the metal scene has definitely changed. I think in some ways, you know, it's gone new places, and in some ways it's kind of gone back to old school. There's so many new school bands that have taken what everybody's been on the past and just kind of repeat it. You know, there's also certain bands that are pushing the way forward for other bands as well, just by combining, you know, different styles of music. But as of late, we are not necessarily influenced by a lot of metal bands. You know, we take influences from other sources,
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to take influences from metal bands, because then it's just kind of repeating the same thing over and over again. So we're, you know, influenced by many, many other things. So, but I do see the metal scene growing, and I hope it stays there, and I hope it gets bigger, and I hope that, you know, that everybody will have successful careers.
So you unveiled your new Ibanez DCM-100 signature guitar last year. Can you tell me what's special about this and Ibanez in general?
Well, what's special about this is the fact that it comes from me. It's my design. It's something that I've been working with Ibanez for quite some time. It's got a mahogany body. It's got a rosewood fretboard. It's got Babinga stripes behind the neck. It's got my Retribution, Seymour Duncan Retribution active pickup, and it's only got one pickup. It's got a low pro tremolo bridge, which is what Steve I uses.
Right, yeah.
And the profile on the neck is very thin, which is kind of uncommon, because, you know, a lot of the necks are when you're making 7-string and 8-string guitars and even 9-string guitars, you know, the necks are pretty fat, whereas mine are thinner, which is a little bit more comfortable to play.
Right. Okay. So why do you go for 7-strings? What's the reason for that?
Well, I've been playing 7-strings for quite some time now because of the lower tunings. You know, obviously when you're playing a 6-string and you tune the guitar lower, you know, the strings are going to be extremely floppy, even if you put gigantic strings on it.
Yeah.
So, playing 7-strings, obviously tuning down to the tunings that we tune, the tension is great. You know what I mean? The strings are not floppy. Also, my neck are baritone, so the scale is a little longer. So it definitely helps with the tension of the string.
Right, I see. So may you add any more in the future?
Any more strings?
Yeah. Well, both.
You know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. You know, 8-string and 7-string is my main guitar, but we do have a few songs 8-string as well. So, if anything, I would like to be an 8-string or something that's a little bit more affordable. You know, in my initial model, 7-string. I know that some people can't handle a $2,200 price tag, so.
Yeah.
If you shave that down to, like, you know, $1,200, that'd be great.
So yeah.
I think that would be the next step.
Oh, cool. Okay. Right, I've got a couple of fan questions here. Claire in the UK says, when will there be a UK tour?
Okay, the UK tour has been announced. It's in December. And if you go to fearfactory.com and go to the tour dates, you will see all the tour dates that have been added. I can't remember all the tour dates off the top of my head.
Right.
But there is about, I would say, 5 to 6 shows off the UK. So.
Okay, I will pass that on.
And this is for the 20-year anniversary of The Manufacturer.
Right.
Which is our second album, and we're playing the record in its entirety.
Oh, cool. Oh, that'll be great.
You should go out there and get your tickets, because it's going to be a very, very special event, and we can't wait to do it. And we love the UK, so.
Yeah, so you're looking forward to coming back then.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, okay, and Sahil in India, you were a guest on his Headbangers Kitchen show not long ago, and he'd like to know when you're going back to his house again to eat jam and biryani.
I don't know, let's hope very soon. We got really lucky, and we went there because of the, there was a festival there, and
yeah.
They were able to bring us over because of the festival. You know, I don't know how many bands tour India as far as, like, doing their own shows, but it seems like, you know, because it's so far away that the festivals are able to afford to take certain bands out there.
Yeah.
And so, hopefully that we can get out there sooner than later. I mean, it was a very, very great experience. We thought that everybody was going to get sick from the food. No one got sick. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, great. So hopefully you'll get back there.
Yeah. We're very happy with the turnout and just the experience and to be at Hell's Kitchen and eat the food. It was great.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Awesome. Okay, so what's coming next for Fear Factory? I know you've got lots of tour dates coming up, and you're also touring with Cold Chamber as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing the big U.S. tour. We're doing a big tour with Cold Chamber, and then after the Cold Chamber, we continue on in the United States, and then after that, I believe it's South America, Japan, and then that takes us right into November, back into Europe and the U.K. in December.
Yeah, so very busy then.
Yes.
So what are your plans for your other projects? You've got Divine Heresy and Arsacino, so I guess now you're ultra busy with Fear Factory. They're sort of on hold at the moment.
Yeah, they've been on hold for quite some time now, but definitely I think that we will be working on new Arsacino, because me and Tony are in the band now. So we're going to be able to, book shows more often.
Yeah.
And, because in the past, he was in another band, but I was in Fear Factory, and our schedules just never met. Now that we're in the same band, obviously we're going to be on the same schedule.
Yeah.
So
bit easy.
We can, fill in some writing time and fill in some, playing time.
Yeah.
Shows.
Oh, great stuff.
Divine Heresy, we have a handful of songs written for that, but, we're just trying to find the right time to finish it.
Right, okay. Right, so when you get any time off to relax, what do you like to do to relax?
Well, usually when I'm not playing music at all, spend a lot of time with the family and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
That's my main focus, because obviously when you're on the road, you don't have a lot to spend with them, and you're gone so long.
Yeah.
So, after this tour, we only go home for one day, and then boom, start the next tour.
Right.
Yeah.
So
when I'm not touring, I either, am working in the studio, but when I'm working at the studio, it's still home.
Yeah.
I will still spend time with my family, so.
Yeah.
But that's the most important thing. You gotta, be able to juggle it. It's good.
That's right,
you gotta be able to juggle it.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously people grow apart, and they'll be truly love each other and it'll last. So.
Yeah. Okay. Right. To finish off, then, would you like to leave a final message for your fans and the listeners?
I would like to say that I hope that everybody picked up our record. Comes out August 7th. It's called Genexus, and it's our ninth studio record. And so I hope that everybody you know, we'll go out and support their favourite artists.
Awesome. Oh, well, thanks a lot for your time, Dino. It's been great chatting, and have a great tour.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.